See a difference in Brady this week than in the first week of the season?
Difference how?
Well, does he look more
prepared? Or I think Eric mentioned that he's throwing the ball more efficiently.
Yeah, in terms of his preparation, Jeff, he's a pretty studious guy, hard worker. I don't sense any difference in that. It's been pretty consistent, even when he wasn't playing. He's been running the offense the last few days of practice pretty well. So, been on time with his throws. His drops have been crisp. His accuracy has been good. So he's done a nice job these last few days. I think he's excited to get going here.
Is there anything you can do to get? I know the rookie wideouts have had a tough time getting off the line. Is there anything you can do scheme-wise to help that, or is that just a matter of them getting reps and learning how to do it?
Yeah, I think you can always do different things scheme-wise to help the players out. Yeah, whether it's stack them up in close splits, put them in bunches, use some different motions. We've tried a variety of things, and they've been improving on it. So you know, the scheme and plus their technique work. You know, hopefully they'll continue to improve.
Did you and Brady have to have a sit down or any kind of thing to? Is there a relationship that need to be repaired there after he even pulled?
Relationship?
You know, like, was he? You know, there's a feeling out there that he was really upset after he got yanked. There's some issues between the two of you?
No. We sit right next to each other in meetings. We have discussions. He comes up. We meet. No, not at all. I think you asked that question, Mary Kay, a couple weeks ago.
But somebody asked him Wednesday.
I'm sure he wasn't happy when he wasn't playing, you know, as a competitive player. But, no, personally or professionally, we work together well.
What do you think the one thing is he needs to do differently that he didn't do in those first restarts?
I think everybody needs to do things differently. Had a couple plays that I know he wish he had back, had a couple calls that I know that I wish I had back. He's really excited about another opportunity here, and so am I.
All right, play this team once.
Mm-hmm.
What, as an offensive coordinator, what you do differently? Seeing them, they beat
34-3.
What can you do differently?
A lot. Can't give you all the things that we're going to do, but we have to, change quite a bit. The thing I thought we did well against them, not numbers wise, was protecting the passer on third down with some of our max protections. It's a tough team to play against on third down. One of the better teams, I think they're seventh in the league. We're going to have to be up on our game with that. And we turned the ball over four times. And the thing that I studied in the bye week is 23 turnovers. That's three a game in eight games. If you're minus one turnover ratio in the NFL last 20 years, if you're just minus one, you have a 19% chance of winning. We're three a game. We're no chance when we do that. So we're putting a premium on ball security. And we have been the entire time, but we're doing some extra things here since the bye week to really put an emphasis on it.
A third down protection, but mm-hmm. Brady was 0-for-4 on third down in that game. So,
no, I understand. Sometimes what happens when you have all those guys protecting, you have a few guys out, and when they don't rush you, then you're a little bit outnumbered in the back end. So you got to pick and choose and mix them up a little bit better, which I'm going to do on my part.
Did you get a sense that Brady got anything out of last year's Monday night game that he played?
I don't have a sense.
Just how much of a jump do you guys think you guys can make coming out of the bye? Is it unrealistic to think that a huge jump or a significant jump can be made just because you have a week off?
No, I think you have expectations going into every week. And some of the things that we did this week is I sat down with all the guys and we came up with a little bit of a new goal chart for us offensively. Production-wise passing, production guys running, not turning the football over, red zone, third down. And, you know, you can't go from last or second last, whatever it is, to first. But you ever you have a goal in mind, you set it up, you have everybody have input in terms of the players, the coaches, good discussions about it, showed very good plays that we've had and showed very bad plays we had and how we could correct them and give the players answers instead of just saying, well, this is where we're at, we got to do this. You have to go ahead and give them answers and work on the situations. And last week we did a ton of that in the bye week.
With Eric in New York, what do you think people always have their daggers out with him? It seems like the negative is always accentuated and that, I don't know, seems to be a target.
That's a great question. He's a really good guy. He really is. He's smart. He's funny. And the guy's just going to do whatever he can do to win. Thinks he'll help us win. Whatever it may be. I don't know that answer, you know, because he's a good friend. I think he's a very good coach. And he's trying to do all he can. Trust me. He is. He's busting his tail.
Do you have a theory on why he's so vilified?
I do not. I don't.
Yeah, we talked to Jamal the last couple days. Have you gotten a sense in the first 8 weeks that he's not happy or that he's, you know, because it seems like he's, you know, he's complaining about the length of practices and the offense isn't quite suited for him. Have you ever gotten a sense of that?
Yeah, I really haven't. No, he's a guy that goes out and practices hard. He works hard. He's good in the meeting room. He's good with the young guys. We have a good relationship. We talk all the time. I haven't had that sense.
Yesterday he said something like the offense is built for pass first, and he's not the right back for that. Has he ever? He's never mentioned that to you?
No, we haven't talked about that. You know, it's very similar to, and it hasn't had the results of the one they run over there in Foxborough and Denver's, and you know, Corey Dillon was there and Antoine Smith. So you know, we've been pretty balanced. But he hasn't said anything like that to me. Nope.
The Ravens defense and what you have to contend there with, you know, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis.
Same thing I kind of talked about the last time we played them. Pro Bowl players, led by the big three there with Reed, who's one of the best at his position, Lewis and Suggs, and then a variety of the other guys that are just, you know, hard, tough, fast. You know, they did a great job of drafting those guys and bringing those guys in. And pretty dominating defense for a long time.
They've given up some more run yardage than they had in the past. Do you see anything different about how they're playing the run?
No, they've been hit on a couple big ones. You know, Minnesota, Adrian Peterson hit him on a few big ones. He has a nature to do that with a lot of teams. You know, they got hit on one in the reds in the high red zone against New England, which is about 20. But they fly to you turn it on. You watch the tape a little bit. Sometimes you rewind it, look at the clicker, and go, these guys are going pretty fast right here. They're flying to the football. And it looks like the same Raven defense. You know, when I played them in New England to now, to some good players, good scheme, play fast, play hard, hit, run, get turnovers. They're good.
He
broke a couple too, and they did a nice job. He had an outside run over there to the left, and they crammed it up there pretty good, and Benson just kept his legs driving, and all of a sudden you see him pop out of there. And then the line for Cincinnati, they did a pretty nice job too, opening up a couple where he hit them quick right now and, you know, really well blocked. So, yeah, those teams they've lost to are pretty good teams too. You know, Cincinnati, New England, Minnesota, you know, pretty good squads.
When you look back to the decision that you guys made at halftime of the last Ravens game, do you ever look at that and think, you know, maybe we were a little premature, maybe this was a young quarterback and we should have just let him go and see how he can develop?
You know, I haven't reflected on that. I have so many things to concentrate on getting better. It's something I haven't really sat there and thought about.
Why, you know, Eric mentioned it a little bit, but was it a tough decision to go back to Brady? You know, I mean, he had 2 weeks and was it D.A. Brady? Was it a close call or was it?
I think any decision that is made is well thought out. Collectively and led by Eric, and that's the decision we went with. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunity for Brady for this week.
How long has he been getting the bulk of the first team reps? Was it over the bye week too, or just?
They were splitting them up, and then we came out here and he started getting them all this past week.
What do you think went wrong with Derek those 5 weeks, because he was a much better quarterback in 2007 and even last year than we saw.
Well, it's easy to sit there and look at the numbers, which, you know, I would look at the numbers if I was sitting in your shoes too. A couple of games, he had pretty good games and terrible numbers, good reads, decent throws, and then the last few games, you know, it weren't nearly as good as the first two. But that's just not on Derek. Starts with myself with play calls for him, and then it goes to the line and to the running backs, and you know, unfortunately, in this his business starts with the quarterback.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
in that Buffalo game and the Pittsburgh game, I believe it was, he did have a lot of drops. And, mm-hmm. You know, I counted 16. I don't know what your number was, but it didn't look like the last two games that was really the problem, or two or three, whatever comes. But,
yeah, and I think, Jeff, it's a collective thing offensively, starting with, like I said, starting with the calls and moving on with the rest of the guys. And unfortunately, when you're not producing, you know, that's where you go with it.
You know, made mention of the fact that, you know, it starts with the quarterback. As you guys try to build this thing and get it mm-hmm. going, how important is it, whether it's Derek, Brady, or sometime next year, some other guy, to get a quarterback in there that can really make this thing move? I mean, that has to happen before everything else has to happen, right?
Well, I think it's a collective thing offensively, but it's really everybody, you know. I mean, we had Drew Bledsoe there when I first got there at New England. It was a heck of a quarterback. And the first year, we were 5-11 there. And, you know, Brady fell into the system. When Drew went down, he just kind of took it off. But there were a lot of good players that were there, supporting cast and, you know, good defense, special teams. So it's really everybody.